Hey there, and welcome to Insomnia Insight number 355, an important one in which we're going to go over the double whammy. We're going to see that often when you experience something painful, you actually add a second layer of pain so that instead of one whammy, you get two. And we're going to see that when you only get one whammy, your path actually becomes much easier to that place of sleeping well for the rest of your life. All right, let's get into it. Let's take a look at this double whammy. I'm actually going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to share three common statements and then ask you to pause and try to figure out where I am going, particularly if you are quite familiar with the channel and the teaching here. You might be able to figure this one out. Let's read this out. Let's read this together. So something you often hear with, you know, a component of some frustration is I overthink, or I'm too tired, or I worry excessively, you know, something like that. So at this point, you know, consider pausing the video for a second and think of, okay, where do you think I'm going now? Okay, I'm going to give you a second there. And let's continue here. So here's the thing. When you say, I overthink, I'm too worried, or I worry excessively, you have actually done that double whammy. In addition to the initial insult, the initial, you know, pain point, which is you're thinking so much about this thing, you're tired and you're worried, you have added a second layer, a layer of judgment, this extra burden, a sticky label. So in addition to that initial insult, you know, let's say you're thinking a lot, you know, you by doing this second whammy thing, you're not only thinking a lot about something, you are overthinking it. You know, you're thinking about this more than what you should be. You're thinking about it more than what is normal. You're overthinking it. You are not only tired, you are too tired. You have this extra burden, this extra weight on you. Not only are you tired, you're too tired. You shouldn't be this tired. And you're not only worried, you're excessively worried. You have this kind of stickiness to it. Like, it's not just that you're worried, you're just excessively worried, you know? So why is this a problem? You can already see, like, that in itself is just kind of something that kind of weighs on you, you know, this second component, the second whammy. But basically what it really boils down to is this. It is the implication that there's something wrong with the way you react. Other people, they would think a lot, but they wouldn't overthink. They wouldn't be too tired or excessively worried. It's kind of, you know, the second whammy here, it's like, again, it's a signal that you think that something is wrong with yourself. And, you know, again, it's, you know, intuitively, you can sense how that is not helpful when you're on a path towards, like, you know, sleeping well. And you, of course, always want to be kind to yourself. But more specifically, what happens is that, you know, the double whammy takes you down the path of extra effort. If you overthink, then not only do you need to change, you know, the fact that you think so much about something, or what you think about, you need to change that and the way you think, you know, and the way you kind of react, respond there in your thinking. Similarly, if you're too tired, not only do you need to take steps towards, like, you know, lessening how tired you are, but you need to change the way you respond to little sleep, you know? And similarly, if you were excessively, not only do you need to kind of have less things to worry about, you also need to change the way you react to stress. So you can see that this double whammy takes you, you know, to a place where you need to do so many things. You need to produce so much effort, you know, to get to a better place. And as you know, especially if you're new to the channel, you may not know this, but I think most people here know that the more effort, the more you try to sleep better, be less worried, be less anxious, think less, etc., the more sticky, the more difficult the path becomes. So the double whammy leads to, like, more effort, and it can be really problematic. So what if you just imagine this for a second? What if you, instead of saying overthinking, you know, too tired, excessively worried, you say, I think a lot. I'm really tired, and I am worried, you know? Saying it that way without that second layer of judgment, of burden, of stickiness, then it becomes so much lighter. It's like, I think a lot about this, but I don't overthink, you know. Already there, you can see like, okay, that's a much kinder way of putting it. It's not that there's no judgment, there's no burden, there's nothing more to it than what you're already experiencing. So another way of saying this is, it's like one whammy is enough, you know, one whammy is enough. There's no need to add a second one. And by the way, you know, is it even possible to overthink? What happens is when you are in a state of, I'm going to go back here to this one, you know, if you're in a state of, you know, your brain has started to think that there is a real physical tangible threat. That's the little confusion that causes all the insomnia, right? So the brain literally thinks that there's something there that's going to harm you. There's a real problem out there and it's trying to problem solve. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to figure out what to do. So can we really blame it for thinking a lot about this? The brain is doing this with your best interest in mind. So is it really possible to think too much when the brain thinks that you're going to die? You know, not really. No, it's just doing exactly what it's supposed to do when there is a real threat. It's just that there is that little confusion that there is no real threat. It is a perceived threat. But the fact that you're thinking a lot, you know, that is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The brain is just doing exactly what it's supposed to do, you know. And considering that you're in this battle, struggle, you're trying to figure it out, you know, that is exhausting. So of course you would be tired. And how can you be too tired? Like, how can your body be too tired? You know, that's not the case. Same thing with worry. Worry comes from thought. So again, the problem solving leads to a lot of anxiety. That in itself is not the problem. It's only that confusion again of the perceived threat versus the real threat, right? So again, one whammy is enough. One whammy, you know, again, makes the whole thing normal. You know, you've had this pain, but there's no extra layer of like being not normal. So that, you know, when you know this, super important, when you know that nothing is wrong with you or the way you react, your path becomes so much easier because that layer is gone. And you see that you can, like everyone else, you can get to a place where you're not struggling and you sleep well for the rest of your life. I hope this made a lot of sense to you and that you learned something about this double whammy. If you like what you hear on this channel and you think, you know what, I would like some more support than I get from these videos and I would like a nice supportive group of people, then go to the Self Coaching Master Program. It's on our website. And by the way, if you have a question for open class, then also go to thesleepcoachschool.com. There's a banner on top where you can submit a question. And if you like support and education in a different way in an app, check out Bedtime. That is where I coach. And I hope you'll find it really, really helpful if you try it. So that said, thanks so much for tuning in here, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Until then, take it easy.